for an all-encompassing musical and theatrical experience that dazzles the senses and stirs the soul, join us for the 2008-2009 season at Lyric Opera of Chicago. This is Sir Andrew Davis, Lyric Opera's music director, and once again I'm delighted to have the chance to share some of the season's highlights with you. We open the season with Jules Massenet's glorious Manon, one of the best-loved of all French operas. There's non-stop romance in the story of an adorable girl who's torn between the joys of true love and the lure of luxury. She's sweet and innocent when we first meet her on her way to enter a convent, but by Act Three, she's a grand lady and the toast of Paris. Manon proves to be the undoing of young Des Grieux, and you'll feel for him when he's struggling to try to forget his love for her. Another unforgettable heroine is the tragic geisha of Puccini's immortal Madama Butterfly. As with millions of opera goers the world over, the Lyric audience never fails to be captivated by Cho-Cho San, better known as Madame Butterfly. She enchants us from the moment she first appears, ecstatic to be marrying the man she loves. Butterfly marries a lieutenant in the US Navy, B.F. Pinkerton, and on their wedding night they sing a love duet that's one of the most heartfelt and passionate in opera. Pinkerton leaves to return to America, promising to return when the robins are nesting. But when he does come back, 3 years later, it brings disaster for Cho-Cho San, leading her to make the most important and fateful decision of her life. Another work in a truly exotic locale is Bizet's The Pearl Fishers, which is often cited as having even more beautiful music than this same composer's better-known Carmen. This opera presents a classic love triangle taking place in ancient Ceylon, where the king of the pearl fishers, Zurga, and his friend Nadia both love the ravishingly beautiful priestess, Leila. The big tune in the friendship duet of Zurga and Nadia is one of opera's most justly celebrated melodies, once heard, never forgotten. heavenly arias, a sweeping love duet, and some spectacular dance music that bring this bygone world thrillingly to life. Exotic 2 is Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio, which takes place in 18th century Turkey. Intrigue, rip-roaring comedy, and heights of ecstasy all abound in a tale about Belmonte, a Spanish nobleman attempting to rescue his beloved Constanza from imprisonment in a pasha's harem. Constanza is a young woman of strong character, ready to defy the pasha when he orders her to love him. Torture me however you please, I defy you. Comedy is provided by the bumbling overseer Osmin, who's suffering love pangs of his own for Constanza's impish, self-possessed maid, Blonde. In all of opera, there's no love story more overwhelming than Wagner's Tristan und Isolde. For nearly 150 years, this music has completely transported audiences to some other realm of experience. It's the story of a noble knight of Cornwall and a passionate Irish princess, whom fate and a miraculous love potion bring together. There's catastrophe in store when these two are discovered in their night of love. Tristan is mortally wounded, and after he dies in Isolde's arms, she joins her soul with his forever in an ecstatic aria. It's the Liebestod, or love death. There's nothing more moving and uplifting in the entire operatic repertoire. Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana and Leoncavallo's Pagliacci are often referred to as the Heavenly Twins. They are two operas that have always belonged together, each of them a devastating story of love and jealousy, each taking place in a small village in Italy where emotions are writ large and passion reigns supreme. The beauty of this music will really carry you away, and you'll weep when Cavalleria's heroine Santuzza laments that the man she loves, Turiddu, has left her. Mm-hmm. There's more heartbreak in store in Pagliacci when, in one of opera's most famous arias, the clown Canio realizes that he has to go on with the show, despite his misery that his beautiful young wife no longer loves him. The most riveting of all 20th century opera heroines is Berg's Lulu, and the opera of that name is a staggering masterpiece. This is a young woman with spectacular survival instincts, who lets men make of her whatever suits them, but never loses her sense of self. She exerts a fatal attraction on every man, especially Dr. Schoen, who ruins his life in his helpless pursuit of her. She's totally honest with him, declaring midway in the opera, "In my whole life, I've never wanted to appear as anything other than what people take me for. And no one has ever been led to look at me as anything other than what I am." The saga of Lulu's rise and fall is harrowing, unnerving, and unforgettably moving. Along the way, there's also some magnificently beautiful music, too. Listen to the finale of the opera, sung by the tragic Countess Geschwitz. I'm very pleased that we're now able to satisfy our many patrons who have been clamouring to see and hear George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. More than 70 years after its premiere, Porgy and Bess is still considered by many critics to be the greatest opera any American composer has ever written. What a powerful and touching story it tells, about a lame beggar in a South Carolina tenement and his love for a good-time girl whom he rescues, loves, and loses. You know all the great songs. So many of them are part of our collective memory. Summertime, It Ain't Necessarily So, I've Got Plenty of Nothing, and the soaring love duet, Bess, You Is My Woman Now. What's fabulous is not just the music for the leading singers, but the huge role played by the chorus. They end the opera in a burst of true vocal magnificence, encouraging Porgy as he heads up north to find his Bess. It's going to be a wonderful season. We look forward to seeing you at the opera. The recordings heard here are used courtesy of EMI Classics.